The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
A price survey of hotels carried out by the Irish Independent. Those within 3 kilometres of Croke Park during Garth Brooks's run of concerts next month are charging upwards of €357 for a one-night stay. Simply a case of supply and demand, or could high hotel prices in general damage Ireland's standing as a tourism destination? To get into this, I'm joined now by hotelier and businesswoman Lorraine Sweeney and chairperson of the Consumers Association of Ireland, Michael Kilcoyne. Lorraine, Michael, you're both very welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Lorraine, can I start with you? Is there a risk of slaughtering the goose that lays the golden egg? Because if domestic potential guests are looking at €300 and €400 hotel bills for a simple hotel room, and if tourists are looking at those kind of prices, will they just vote with their feet?
Well, first of all, Anton, I'd say to you that this is champagne problems, really, when you just recited there the problems that students have, the problems of the housing crisis, the problems of the cost of sending kids back to school, COVID, the war in Ukraine. So really, I would say the 357 for the people who are going to the Gartsbrook concert is a champagne problem. But however, yes, it is driven by market forces. If the people had booked the rooms as soon as they booked the tickets, it's very likely that they wouldn't be paying those kind of prices. So late availability is higher price. That's market forces. And I'm sorry to say that that's what happens everywhere. I'd be quite sure that at the RDS last week, that hotels in Dublin 4 were very much more expensive than they're going to be this week because there's no RDS on. Equally, I'm talking to you from the Wilton Hotel in Bray, where for this weekend, the first weekend of the season, that we had room availability, where we had 25 empty rooms last night and 25 the night before, because the low season has just started. Family holidays are over. And all of these are varieties of market forces. So what I would say about the Garth Brooks concert is that, yes, this is a market force issue without any doubt. And honestly, if you can afford the tickets to Garth Brooks, you can afford to pay for the hotel room nearby.
Well, chairperson of the Consumers Association, Michael Kilcoyne, as I said, is with us. Michael, is one person's market forces another person's exploited of price gouging?
Well, I have to say to you that I have to scratch my head at times and say to myself, how much money is enough for the hotel industry? People are struggling in this country. We know for a fact that with the prices of petrol, diesel, people can't rent accommodation to live in. And yet we see the hotel industry paying and charging the prices that's been charged, particularly in the cities, many multiples of what the prices were a couple of years ago. And it seems really strange to me that this industry, almost without exception, in areas around where there's big events, jack up the prices to almost the same price, or certainly to very high prices. And I have to just wonder at times, what's the Consumer and Competition Authority doing that they're not looking into this? Because I have to say to you that we're now one of the most expensive cities in the world, in Dublin, for hotel prices. And it is going to have a major effect on tourism. And we know that the tourism figures into Ireland this year is they're lower than they have been in the past. And it's not just the hotels. Look at the price of renting a car. And I have to say to you that one of the biggest responsibilities for all of this stuff must rest with government, because you have many hotel rooms taken over to provide emergency accommodation, to provide accommodation for refugees, for people coming from Ukraine. And all of this is being paid for the government. At the same time, it's taken out of the market this huge number of beds. Well, at the same time, the government, through its local authorities and through its policies, have failed to provide local authority accommodation for people who really need accommodation.
Will hoteliers not say government intervention is a matter for government, but from the hotelier's perspective, if you went to an airline and tried to book a flight at a point which is midterm break when the schools are off and therefore holiday flights are more popular, or when there's a big event in the city and people want to fly to it, it is par for the course that they price according to demand and that you can get huge jumps in cost. Isn't the hotel industry just doing what every other industry does?
Of course, you get a huge jump in cost, Anton. But in terms of, there are very few airlines that now charge for one night for the cost of one flight from within Europe, say, to Ireland. What, in fact, is a week's wages for people that are on the national minimum wage? No airline that I'm aware of is charging that kind of. And yes, there's been increases, but there hasn't been increases of that scale. It's the scale of the increases that bothers me, that we get complaints about, and that consumers talk about. And we know from our sister organisations throughout Europe, and indeed throughout North America, that people are saying Ireland is the most expensive place to go. So why should we go there?
The Irish Hotels Federation sent us in a statement that it reads, like cities the world over, there will be times when Dublin experiences a significant increase in prices around major events, including concerts. For the dates in question, we have seen exceptional levels of demand relative to supply, and the vast majority of people going to these concerts and looking to stay in Dublin have by now already booked their accommodation months in advance. And I mentioned at the start, the Irish Independent, Paul Hyland writing for them, did a survey of the costs around Dublin, and they took a 3 kilometre radius around Croke Park, and there were 21 hotels in it. And what they found was that the cheapest of 21 hotels around Croke Park when the Garth Brooks concert was on was €387 for a room, and the most expensive was the Westbury at €1,170 for one night in a room, and that the average price of a hotel was €524. Lorraine Sweeney, that, when people see prices like that, will they not just simply say, if I have to pay it, it will be the only time I do it, and henceforth, if I'm going to see Garth Brooks, I'll spend the same money and fly to somewhere in Europe where I can get a holiday in for the price of one night in Dublin?
Yeah, well, first of all, just to go back to the question of flights, I just want to give you an example of my sister and I have to go for a long-haul business flight. We agree the dates, she books straight away and gets a reasonable price. I delay for about 3 weeks, and then I go to book, and I am going to be sitting on the same flight as her, sitting right next to her, and I'm paying 30% higher for my ticket. And that's because I wasn't organised enough to get the flight that she got at the price, right? So that's market force. I have to suck up and say, right, I made a mistake. I'm furious with myself, but next time around, I'll be more organised. With regard to what Michael says about the price gouging and people are struggling in the country, that's the very thing I said at the start of the programme, is that yes, there is a housing crisis, there's a student crisis, there's a war going on, and the people who are booking the Garth Brooks concert and the people who are booking the €357 room prices are not going through those difficulties that the students are going through. It's a champagne problem. So what I would say is, what Bord Fáilte says there, Fáilte Ireland says, is absolutely correct. I'm sure they will say RDS was higher last week. It's lower this week. It's a seasonal thing.
Well, you say that, Lorraine, but we're getting a lot of texts that would argue with that point. For instance, that hotelier is wrong. Try booking a hotel I tried booking a hotel the same night as tickets go on sale, full year before the gig, and the prices went through the roof. I booked a room when I booked the tickets, and the night before and after are less than half price of the concert night.
And that is market force, Anton, whether you like it or not. That's going to happen if it's in Paris, if it's in New York. These things happen, right? City centre hotel rooms at the best of times are very high. We're getting a lot of tourists in the middle of the city centre. I have a business in the city centre. They're doing the tour of Dublin City with their suitcases, and then they're going down the country. There's still an awful lot of tourists coming to Ireland this year and seem to be very happy. Ukrainians, yes, they have made a difference this year because the number of hotel rooms are occupied by Ukrainians. They're welcome. What can we do? The government has to find somewhere for them. They don't want to put them in tents. And yes, it has had some effect. But now we're going into the lower season and that problem will go away for a while. And we hoteliers very often have rooms empty for 6 months of the year.
There are industries, though, where the regulations step in to prevent significant price fluctuation based on demand. Suggestions coming in that the same should apply to hotels. What about hotels staying within certain price bands and ranges? They used to be displayed in hotel rooms and now they're hidden behind reception desks. For example, why not have it that a two or a three-star hotel has a limit on what they can charge per room in the summer season?
Well, you know, you can't do that in the normal course of events. The customer decides whether Hotel A is of a higher standard than Hotel B. And you can't make Hotel A charge a limited price and let Hotel B, who's scruffy, charge the same price. Like, you know, that's just non-competitive. So it just wouldn't work.
Whatever about the comparison between different hotels, you could create a rule wherein hotels can't expand their prices beyond certain ranges. I mean, almost like the rent hike limits on landlords, or like the regulation of taxi fares. Taxis don't get to say we're going to charge you whatever we feel like charging you because it's late at night.
Yes, but the rent hike limit on landlords has actually caused landlords to exit the rental market. You know, like, so there's pros and cons in this. And, you know, you can't regulate private business. This is not a communist state. You can't decide that the hotelier can charge so much and can't charge any more. That's not going to work. That's government interfering with private business. And like, I might decide that I'm going to invest $500,000 in upgrading my business. I need to be able to get that money back somewhere or another. And that's what entrepreneurialism is. And that's what we do. We're entrepreneurs and we're entrepreneurs to try and make money while times are good. And when times are bad, then we have to suffer the consequences like we had to do during the pandemic. So it's all very fine to take a particular night on a particular week when Garth Brooks is here. That's once in a blue moon. How long is it since Garth Brooks was going to come? Meantime, we have to carry all the costs of increased energy costs, increased staffing costs, increased building costs if we're doing repairs and renewals. So, you know, it's really just handpicking a particular incident and saying hotels are price gouging. They're not.
Michael Kilcoyne, that suggestion that it is a champagne problem, as Lorraine described it, is it actually an indication of a roaring success that hotels are able to charge these kind of markets because we have a thriving tourist industry, both domestic and international?
Well, it's a reflection, really, Anton, on the fact that some businesses use the opportunity when they get it to extract the last cent or the last dollar or the last euro out of the consumer. We've seen it happening in relation to the oil industry, and we see it happening in relation to the hotel industry, and there is absolutely no justification for some of the prices that's been charged. Yes, all of them are entitled to a fair price. They're entitled to cover their costs and make a profit. Yes, of course they have labour costs. Well, it's very recently that labour costs increased because I know down the years that the hotel industry, in terms of the wages that it paid to its staff, was among the lowest in the country, most of them on the national minimum wage or thereabouts. And I'm saying that I support fully a situation where there is bans brought into place or at least some control over the prices that's being charged. And I don't accept for a minute that control on rent prices is the cause of landlords exiting the market in this country. The cause of landlords exiting the market in this country is because many of them are getting huge money because of the huge demand there is for accommodation and for buying houses. But that's as a result of government's decisions down the years not to put in place the local authority housing schemes, and in many cases wipe them out, and in further cases put a cap on the limit could earn.
It is a well ventilated topic on this show and others, and it's one that we will return to, the issue of the housing crisis. But to return to the matter at hand in relation to hotel prices, your point, and Lorraine, I'd like your response to this, that there is nothing to prevent some level of price cap being put in place. There are lots of industries, I would have thought, wherein the government regulates either the capacity to get product, sell product, or the price at which they can sell it. We've seen regulations put in on people's capacity to Airbnb certain properties. We've seen regulation on transport industries like taxis. We've seen regulations in supermarkets in relation to below-cost selling. We've seen regulations on fisheries as to what fish can be caught and when. So why should the hotel industry be protected from those kind of parameters that would make it a fairer playing field for the consumer, and that might ultimately benefit the longevity of the industry by not creating offensive price spikes? Lorraine?
Oh, yes. Sorry, you mentioned Airbnb there just as a matter of interest. Airbnb doesn't pay rates like we do. They probably don't have
Sorry, Lorraine, we had a bit of a problem with your line there, but I'm using an Airbnb as the example of the capacity for people to regulate an accommodation industry. Why not regulate down the price peaks in hotels? There's no reason the market can't be controlled.
Too many varieties, Anton, in what is a hotel bedroom. If you go to Paris, you can get a two-star hotel that's very inferior to what a two-star hotel is here. And you can't actually, you know, unless it's a brand, you can't actually say every hotel room is the same. Every owner has put in the same investment. And this is a very capitally heavily invested business. So you just can't put in regulations that says the owner can only charge a certain price, because the standards will only drop so dramatically that the hotel industry will suffer greatly. And I would say this normal market forces have to pertain. You just can't have bans and controls on something like a hotel that costs several millions to build.
And do you see no risk that those market forces may come back to bite you? For instance, a text from Jim saying, I'm heading to Barcelona next March to see Bruce Springsteen, staying for two nights, and it's still cheaper than booking a one-night hotel and Springsteen tickets in Dublin. Now, is that not a risk that more and more people will look at it and say, if there are these kind of price hikes, I can go elsewhere?
But I'm not charging for a Bruce Springsteen concert because I'm not right beside where there is a concert. And what I would say about Spain is it's a lower cost base anyway in Spain than it is here in Ireland. We've one of the highest wage levels in Europe. But what I would say is, as an owner of a business and as an investor, I have to make commercial decisions. And if I ever get afraid that the prices are so high that it's going to affect my income, I will lower the prices. Like, for example, I would have liked to have my 100 rooms full for the last two nights in the Wilton Hotel in Bray, and they were not. So we will now review the prices as we go forward into a different season. But you cannot have a commercial enterprise ruled by government or ruled by some organisation that says this is the limit on your price. Because I'm in a hotel bedroom here now that is very fresh. It looks very well. It's been heavily invested in. We continue to upgrade and maintain it to a high standard. But you can't compare that to another one in a poorer location.
Indeed, but hang on for a second.
Location makes a big difference as well.
Indeed, but I'm not wishing to compare apples and oranges, but not to labour the point. Surely you can control at the rate at which you increase your pricing for the same product. So, for instance, there is a text here suggesting a few years ago when Ed Sheeran played in Cork, and a friend of mine worked in a Cork City hotel, the price for the night went from €269 to €649. Now, what's to stop the government saying, same room, one day apart from each other, you can't triple the price?
When you did have your Fall to Ireland prices at the back of the door, we always had very wide bands to cover for issues like this. So you might have €100 a night as a regular price and €300 a night. We broadened the bands because you have to be free to be able to charge what's appropriate to the particular market setting. And what I would say is you can't compare, you know, a hotel in a rural town up a side street with no views and no car parking and no facilities to one that has all those facilities. So that's how price binding is not going to work.
Lorraine, thanks very much. That's Lorraine Sweeney, who is a hotelier herself and businesswoman. And before Lorraine, we were talking to the chairperson of the Consumers Association of Ireland, Michael Kilcoyne. And
the Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.